Welcome to the Adonis Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. I'm flying solo today. This is just a quick update for those people that are entered in the contest. We're Monday, November 14th. So we're getting close. You guys have 9 days. So not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, the 23rd, is the final day to submit pictures. So for everybody that's asking, it's the same as last contest. All the mandatory poses are required. So just the standing front relaxed, the standing front, side, and back poses that you took for the before pictures, those same poses are required. I'd like the day's newspaper visible in all of those, and then you can take another round without the newspaper. Either way, I need the newspaper visible in the same setting in the exact same pictures. Some people actually pin the newspaper on the wall behind them. That was fine too, but in your hand is fine if you don't want to pin it up. And then all of the mandatory, all the rest of the poses that are mandatory are in the posing tutorial that Eric Day did. I'll put that up again. So since we choose if you're going to be in the open or the transformation class, technically you don't. If you stayed in the transformation category, you don't technically need to do all the different poses. But if you end up in the open category, you do need to do all those poses. And since we're choosing which category you end up in, based on the distance, how far you've had to transform, I expect everyone to do all the poses. Now, if you really think that you're not going to be in the open class, then you don't necessarily have to do them, but you're essentially selecting yourself out of the open class by not doing all of the extra poses. So I suppose that's your choice, but just know that if all you submit is your standing side, front, side, and back poses, and you don't do any of the extra poses from the posing tutorial video, then that alone will select you out of the open class and leave you in the transformation category. So if you think you have a chance at the open and you think you look good enough, or at least you're close enough to your numbers, definitely do all the different poses. But for anyone who thinks they're going to be in the open, you have to do all the poses. That's mandatory. There's also a 250-word essay. It's basically just your experiences going through the process, going through the contest with our stuff, and your trials and tribulations, your ups and downs, what it was like. Just your story. We just want a short story about what it was like to go through it. Measurements, the data chart you downloaded at the beginning, that's, you just have to fill that out for your after numbers, and the chart should calculate it all for you. If for some reason the chart didn't download or didn't work for you, you could put it together yourself, but either way, I need all your before measurements, so your waist, I need your height, your waist, your age, your weight before and after, and what your ideal Adonis weight and waist and shoulders should be, and how far you are from it. So that's what the chart calculates for you. But if for some reason, I know a couple of people had tech issues downloading it, I need that in your final submission. I need it all in a zip folder, and I need the zip folder labeled with your first and last name, and with your after first and last name, after pictures, and in that zip folder I also want the data chart and the essay and all of your after pictures. I need the after pictures also labeled with your first and last name. If you don't do that, it becomes really hard for me to find the pictures, and sometimes they can get lost. Definitely don't label them AT6, or because in a couple contests past, a lot of people labeled it AT6, and then I ended up with dozens of folders with the exact same label, and I didn't know whose picture was whose. And believe it or not, some people transformed enough it was actually hard to see whose they were, because different lighting, people get a tan, they actually look quite different. So they have to be labeled with your first and last name. So that's the short story as far as getting stuff in. I'll put up a couple of links for looking back at the posing tutorial. Definitely go back through, as far as picture taking, go back through and listen to, we have other podcasts on how to take pictures. Go back through and check those out and listen to some of the previous contest winners on how they went about taking their pictures and prepping for it. A lot of people have great experiences and great insights to that. Jason Haynes, Jason Gottlieb, Mark Levy, a lot of different people had, even like Gaddafi had some good advice. A lot of guys who took good pictures, they explained how they did it in their podcast. So it might be, if you haven't already done it, or you're kind of unsure of what exactly to do as far as picture taking, I suggest you go back and listen to some of the old contest winners and see what they did for their pictures and play around with it. You've got roughly 10 days now to figure it out. So I would suggest, trying a few things and see what works best. There'll probably be at least one or two guys you can model yourself after as far as how their picture taking worked, what kind of setup they have compared to what kind of setup you have, and just roll with it and see what you can come up with. I also suggest taking maybe two sets of pictures. If you're really ambitious, you can try three, but almost everybody who's even set out to do three just found it too exhausting to actually set the whole thing up and do it three times. So I would suggest taking at least two rounds of pictures. You can, if you want, you can try a water deplete. Now that's something that's not 100% guaranteed to turn out the way you might expect it to. That's a bit of an experimental process. If you've never done it before, you may not know what day you look best. I suggest listening to the two-part interview with Eric Ledeen if you have uncensored access, because he did give some pretty good advice on how to do it. Essentially, He's saying water load for the entire last week, so you could start water loading today or tomorrow if you want. And then at the end, just slowly taper the water back down, and you don't have to really cut it as much as just go back down to normal and then see what you look like. And that might be one way to do a bit of a water deplete without getting drastic with it. The other thing some people suggest is starting a diuretic, so you could just buy an herbal diuretic, anything you can pick up at a pharmacy or a health food store, and you also start that a week out as well, and give it a run and test it. Now, if you like the way you look right now and you don't want to mess around with that stuff, then I suggest not messing around with it at all. But if you want to play around with it, that's how I suggest you go about doing it, is you can start a water load about a week out and also start some kind of herbal diuretic a week out and then see what that does. And then towards the end of that week, like when you're ready for your pictures, that's when you drop your water back down. So if you're drinking 3 or 4 liters of water a day today, you could start upping that to like 8 liters or 9 liters or whatever it would be. And then basically what you can tolerate, you'll end up going to the bathroom a lot. And then when you come back down at the end of the week, back down to a normal water intake, that's when you should start noticing the difference. You don't have to cut drastically. You can test that in the last day. It's also why I say set aside 2 picture taking times. Once you have your picture area set up, just leave it set up for a couple of days. And I would suggest an evening and a morning, or at least a 24-hour span apart, even 12 hours apart. And you'll be surprised. If you're lean enough, you can be surprised at how drastic your look can change in the last few hours. When you start dropping your water, if you haven't eaten in a few hours, or the next morning after a meal the night before. I know a lot of people notice that if they might cut some water during the day, then in the evening they take pics, then they go out for dinner, and the next morning they look even better. So it's not an exact science. You'll figure it out as you go along. Again, listen to some of the previous winners. They've had experience with this, and they can tell you what happened with them. You'll get insights from their podcasts. And you also might want to pay closer attention to the people who were more similar to your age, your body shape, the condition you're in. That probably have their insights may be the ones that match kind of the situation that you're in. So that's kind of the best way to go about collecting advice on what to do at this point. Because if you listen, I mean, you can listen to all of them, but I would say you're going to have to eventually narrow down exactly what you want to do for your final pictures. Again, this is if you want to do anything at all. You can just coast in and just continue doing your workouts and your diet, and then just whenever it's time to finally take your pictures, just get some good lighting set up and go. So you can tinker with it as much as you want or as little as you want. And then I would say the amount of tinkering you do is it's just based on how much time you have, how much effort. Do you have someone who can help you with the lighting and taking the pictures, or are you kind of doing this solo? Like, I know some people had to set the camera up and go and on a timer and just press the button, so it becomes exhausting. The actual picture taking can actually take up to a few hours, and it can be quite tiring. I know some people had ambitions of taking 2 and 3 two and three rounds, but just were too exhausted after a while. So it's, don't be surprised if you have a 3-day schedule and by the end of it you can only get one and a half rounds of pictures done. Definitely take a couple hundred shots. Like if you've gotten yourself into really good condition, it actually doesn't matter how far you've gotten. If you've made any progress at all, it's worth documenting. This is the whole point of this whole process. So document it well. Like and take multiple pictures. Take like hundreds of pictures. I expect people to send in between 12 and 15 pictures. Obviously, the mandatory shots have to be sent, but some people send in two or three versions of the same shot because they all look good and they're not really sure which one's the best looking one. And I appreciate that because I want to display you in your best light as well. So part of this is the sake of the presentation itself. The better picture you take, the better, you know, the better you're going to look. So and I'm encouraging everybody to do that. I want you all to take your best picture possible. So give yourself, you know, this is your time. This is the whole point. So take as good of a picture as you can and set aside 2 or 3 hours and take a bunch of them, because this is how this works. I mean, fitness models will do this. They'll take between 500 and 1,000 pictures after a show, and even out of that huge amount, only a couple of dozen are the ones that ever make it into a magazine. So there is no taking the one perfect picture and it's over. If you've gotten into a condition you're really proud of, take a bunch of pictures, because this isn't just for the few that you're going to send me. It's fun to have them all for yourself too, and it's something to be proud of. So take a bunch of them, and then take pictures in different outfits, different clothing, not for us, but for yourself if you want to. Once you're there, do whatever you want. Besides the pics we need, you can take like exercise pics, anything you want. So that's completely your choice. I do appreciate it when people get creative with a few extra pictures and send them in. So besides the mandatory, the three just standing relaxed poses, and then the actual poses from the posing tutorial that I expect for the people who think they can place in the open, you can throw in anything you want on top of that. I'd appreciate it if you want. You could throw in a couple of exercise ones or workout ones, whatever you think is creative. There's nothing wrong with that. I actually encourage it. So if you will be taking pictures, if you have a home gym or something like that, you want to take some workout pics, send those too. Again, for the people in the open, you will be eligible for. We will select it, but some people will be eligible for getting on the cover of one of our workout programs in the following year. So if you want to take some creative pics for that too, by all means, knock it out. So I definitely encourage that. I think that's everything as far as contest prep goes. This is just going to be a short podcast. I'm going to put up links to all the different resources, at least as far as the posing tutorial video. Midnight Eastern time on Wednesday, November 23rd is the final submission date. I know every now and then people from different time zones or different hemispheres, it's a little bit confusing as to get them in. So if you have a specific issue with that, email me beforehand to catch up with me. It's rare, but every now and then somebody just catches themselves on a funny time schedule and they're off by a few hours. So if you find that might happen to you, email me about it. But in general, if that day is not going to work for you, then you have to get your pictures in before that. I don't want submissions coming in days and days after that. I won't accept them. If it's just a matter of a few hours, that's okay, but it definitely can't be anything past just a few hours if there's a conflict at all. So I think that's it for today. I'll send out an email as well with more information as the week goes on, but definitely review past winners. That's where you're going to get your best information on how to go about taking your pictures. There's a lot of information in their podcasts, and besides the posing tutorial, and practice your posing. I guess my last point is, when you're doing the various poses, I strongly suggest having a mirror right next to the person where the camera is, or right next to the camera, however you have it set up, so that you can see yourself in the mirror taking the pose or doing the pose. You don't have to look at the camera at all. You can definitely look at yourself in the mirror, and once you've hit the pose in a way that you like, it looks how you think it's supposed to look, or it looks how the examples Eric put up in the posing tutorial, then that's how you know you've hit the pose properly. Obviously, with the back shot, you're going to need somebody to coach you a little bit on that if you have someone coaching you. Either that, or just take multiple pictures until you've got it right. You're going to probably have to cross-reference every time you take a picture of your back, you might have to go look at the camera to see if you got it right. But for the front poses and the side poses where you can actually see yourself, go ahead and use a mirror. That's much easier than just guessing if you got it right. And have the mirror, you know, next to the camera, so whatever you see in the mirror is likely what the camera is seeing. That's probably the best way to go about doing that, to make sure you've got the pose where you want it. I think that's it for today. And if anybody with specific questions, definitely ask in the forums. Previous winners have a lot of experience that they can help out, and I can also help out as well. So that's your Donniston Dex podcast for contest prep for this week.